This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 14, at the feet of Jesus. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 7. Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I came into your house. You did not give me any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet. You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. Therefore, I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven, as her great love has shown. But whoever has been forgiven little loves little." Then Jesus said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The other guests began to say among themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." In this story, Jesus interacts with two sinners, the smug Pharisees who lack basic hospitality, and a sorrowful intruder who lavishes him with expensive perfume and penitent tears. One points an accusing finger, the other crumbles to her knees in humility. The reality is that both sinners, in fact, all sinners, must start at the feet of Jesus, where unworthiness is transformed into complete forgiveness and restoration. Righteousness is not earned, but granted by grace alone. Our church has picnic tables on the patio, where members often gather to drink coffee after a worship service, and sometimes just hours later, local teens gather to drink alcohol or use drugs. My mission as a pastor is to extend Christ's love to both groups, with the hope and prayer that they might one day sit together at these tables and share their testimonies of God's amazing grace. Some Christians can have whitewashed memories of the seriousness of their own sin, while seekers just meeting Jesus may feel not good enough. Jesus invites us all to meet at his feet, where our tears and his love flow freely. From that level, we can help one another up to walk together as fellow followers. No one is better than another, and we all must know of our need for the Savior and want to grow in faith. Pray with me. Thank you, Lord, for your grace to a wretch like me. May I never be too proud to fall at your feet in humility and gratitude. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.